That you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right in. And everything said and done now, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Hallelujah. To our preachers and all our deacons and to all of God's children. The most valuable thing that a man can have is Jesus Christ as his Lord and his Savior. Valuable. Jesus is valuable. Hallelujah. Thank God for our choirs and our choir. Thank God for our babies and thank God for the young adult choir also. And we had them parked long enough. It was parked by the wayside. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you got a talent, you ought to use it for the Lord. Yeah, I believe some of you out there can sing right there, but you ought to be up there singing in the choir. Yeah. Got some more room up there, yeah. Yeah. All our little babies there, look at them. Look like little seeds or apples, don't we all? Thank God for them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus. God that need nothing. Number 106. He need nothing. And we kind of like stand you with our amens and hallelujahs and praise the Lord. He don't need them now. It's an honor to say hallelujah. It's my privilege to say hallelujah, because I know who he is. You got to know who he is. And when you really know who he is, you're not ashamed. Not ashamed of him. I know sometimes we have our position that we hold in society, and Jesus too small when we come down to giving glory to God. He deserves it. We don't praise him enough for what he have already done for us. And we shouting and saying hallelujah for what he don't do for us. Yeah, he got so much waiting on us. You got to wait to shout to get over there. I'm shouting now. Can I say it like this, Sister May? I'm getting used to shouting. Can I say I'm practicing? Because when we see him, we're going to stop shouting and start dancing. You know. Hallelujah. We can't talk about Jesus enough. Always remember that now. Can't talk about him enough. Enough. Look at Isaiah. That's what we're dealing with. Isaiah 14, if you will. And you're going to turn to Matthew 1, 22, 23, if you will. We Isaiah 7 and 14. Isaiah 7, 14. It said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, he gonna call his name Emmanuel. Now look at Matthew 1 and 22. Matthew 1, 22. We just got at the 23rd verse. It's the 23rd verse. It said, behold, a virgin shall be with child. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God. Everybody say God.
God.
With us. Hallelujah. A child, his name shall be called Emmanuel, interpreted God with us. God with you. God with me. If you know him as your personal Savior, he with you. He with me. Can everybody say that in here? God is with me. Now, if you don't know him as your personal Savior, you're not qualified to say it. But if you know that he is your Savior, you'll be proud to say, God is with me. God is with me. It's not just a God. He is the God. A God is just a little small G. But this is the God. He with us. He is God alone. He doesn't need nobody. He is a God that doesn't have a family like ours. All right, all right. You don't have kinfolks. Right. Uncles and aunts and mother-in-law and daddy-in-law and all that. He God alone. Right there enough to blow your mind. And when God is alone, that means he letting us know he needs nothing. You don't have to borrow nothing from nobody. He doesn't have to ask nobody nothing. He does what he wants. Yes, sir. This the only somebody can do what he wants to do. Amen. Nobody else you can come up with can talk like this. Nobody. I don't care who you know. I don't care who they are. He the only one have a characteristic like this. God by himself with no kinfolks. He don't have no uncle, no auntie. He God. Well, that blow your mind. Where you come from? It wasn't no coming from. He the one made everything. And it blow our mind. When you get to concentrating on God, when we get our, can I say, a little ugly self out of the way and look at God, it's blowing your mind. God alone, he doesn't need nobody. God is the greatest mystery to mankind. Trying to find a God that he got to show himself. Let me put it like this. You can't go look for God.
He got to show up for you to see it. That's a strange God. He got to reveal himself for anybody can see him. Here, folks, I'm going to search for God. Where you going? Where you going? You make one step, that's God right there. Everything you see is God. I made everything you see. Even I made the devil. The devil didn't make himself and said, God, fix it where he can be made the devil. Because he's God. Oh, boy. God ain't wrestling with no devil.
No, sir.
I'm told you all this, I'm telling you again. Just like a rat and a cat. God, that cat knew he gonna eat that rat up. He played with him a while. That's all God doing with the devil, just playing with him a while. Cause he knew he gonna eat him up. Cause he gone. He need nobody. Nobody to help him do nothing. God Almighty. He God alone, and he is a great mystery to man. Man trying to find him in his own way. God is beyond man understanding. He think he's smart, but this right here got him here. So he come up with everything. Man is trying to come up with the conclusion and trying to come up with it. He come up with the conclusion. God is not real. I say he come up with the conclusion that God is not real. The average man right now don't believe there is a God.
All right.
When it comes down to the real God, he come to the conclusion that there is really no God. Look at the neighbor said, they just don't know who I know. And I told y'all back here a good while ago, man really, because he can't understand God, he really doesn't have brick rock sense.
Yes,
when you look at everything in this world, God Almighty, man wonder what and how it's functioning.
Yes, sir.
The sun stands still.
Yes.
God is not having no problem out of nobody. He allowed what be to be. He can stop and start when he get ready. Start things, stop things. Can't nobody do nothing with God. All the world get together. All and every human being get together. Want to jump on God? They still can't win it.
You're right.
I'm trying to help some of these young folks.
Yes, sir.
Because the old folks know he God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Out of all the nations in the world, all the nations, all the bombs and missiles and all, put all that together and they get together and gonna have a fight with God. Let me tell you how easy it is that they have a fight with God. All God just get his mouth set and just blow. He'll blow them away just like that. All of them gone just like that. He need nobody. God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
He God by himself.
Yes,
but you can see man, he let the devil mess him up. But sister rocks and sister wind and things, they say, I'm a witness.
Yes.
The witness, when you got a witness, boy, you got somebody back you up.
Yes,
the wind said, he will.
Yes,
I said the wind.
Yeah.
The wind is I'm used to blowing like I want to blow, but I met somebody twist me when he wants to twist me and tell me go left, I go left.
Yeah.
I want to go right, but I have to go left because he told me to go left. I can't control myself. I know he's a God.
Yeah.
We ain't got wind sense.
Yeah. Well.
Everything obey God, but man. I'm a witness that he is alive. Animals know he is alive. Animals know that there's a God. Animals be controlled when God wants to control them. They got to do what God said to do.
All right. All right.
hurt them. Lounge is mean.
Yes, sir.
I said it mean.
Yes,
it'll eat you up.
Yes.
Spit you out raw.
Yes,
watch this. Watch the lounge. The lounge said, I'm a witness.
Yeah.
That there is a God.
Yes,
y'all don't know my nature. I eat up folks.
Yes,
and they put a man in the lounge den.
Yeah.
And the lounge, I won't eat him.
Yeah.
But when God got through with me, I was a pillar for him.
Yeah.
The man laid on me.
Yeah.
I know there's a God. The lounge said this.
Yeah.
He stopped the meanness out of me.
Yeah.
Can I put it like that, y'all?
Yeah.
I've been eating him up, but I couldn't eat him up. God controlled me.
Yeah.
The lounge said, I know he's a God. Some of us ain't got lounge sense. Heart of mine. I mean it. A lot of us right now don't fear God no kind of way. And you can't do nothing without it. You can't get up, or you can't walk without it. You can't breathe without it. And don't even recognize God. I don't mean a bit of harm. See, you have to see yourself sometime. I guarantee you right now. Right now, I guarantee you right now, somebody in here right now got up this morning, didn't have sense enough to say, Lord, I thank you. I ain't gonna tell you race, I ain't gonna get scared. But right now, I ain't got sense enough to say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me all night long. You think you woke yourself up this morning? Did you not know so many thousand laid down last night somewhere couldn't get up this morning? Oh, boy. I'm a witness. The wind said, I'm a witness. Carter, the lounge said, I'm a witness. The fire said, I use the burn up, folks. God Almighty. The fire stepped in. Let me witness a little bit in there. They throw some boys in the fire, funny. I want to burn them up. God Almighty. But God said, don't you touch them boys. Fire got to obey. Everybody obey God but man. God Almighty. Fire got to obey. Water got to obey. Let me fix it like a water.
Go ahead. Mama.
I want to see somebody step on some water and start walking on it. God Almighty. The water said, he made me stood still. And I recognize who he is. The water said, I had to be hard for him. Be a concrete block for him. And I got hard.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was walking on me.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a witness.
All right.
The water said I'm a witness.
Yes,
that's the Red Sea. The water said I'm a witness.
Yeah.
He made me spread myself.
Yeah.
Everybody obey God but man.
That's right.
God of mine. Even the dead said, I recognize him.
That's right.
I'm a witness, the dead said. What did you do, Reverend Walker? Well, that was a man dead. 3 days and in the grave. And the dead said, I had him. But God said something to me. Oh, I'm with you. I had to loose that man.
Yeah.
And let him go. We the only somebody who will not obey God. He got all power in his hand. We can't control God. That was bothered. Man wants to control God. How in the world can he control God when he really don't know God?
Preach it, Reverend.
But everybody, everything that God created on this earth, obey him but us.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir. Good preacher.
You can tell a lounge, shut your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Loud as a witness. But when it comes down to us, what wrong? What happened? Why can't we obey God? Number one, we think we got too much of sense. God Almighty. We know better. Ain't doubting nothing what I'm finna say now. We know better. We've been to school. What school you went to? If you didn't go to heaven school, you're still ignorant. When it comes down to God, God got all power in his hand. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, in our time, we ought to be a witness. We ought to be a witness of Jesus dying on the cross. We wasn't there, but something on the inside touched us on the inside to let us know he is alive. You can't explain to save your life, but brother, but something on the inside won't let you doubt that he is alive. God Almighty. You can't deny to save your life. Even when folks threaten your life, you can't deny. I wasn't there, but he's alive. I said, I wasn't there, but he's alive. Something happened on the inside when you won't doubt that he is alive. I'm a witness. I don't care what man said. I'm a witness that Jesus Christ died, but he didn't stay dead. He got up early Sunday morning. The old folks here with power in his hand. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, I'm saying all that to say this. We take salvation in Jesus too lightly. We take him too lightly. This is what God wants me to work on. We take him too lightly. We don't know who he is. We think we know who he is. We don't really know who God is. He made this universe. Oh, boy. He doesn't have some power. He have all of it. Nobody else got no more power. He got every bit of it in his hand. God Almighty. He God. Alone. Without kinfolks. You don't have uncles and aunties and mother-in-laws and daughter-in-law. He by himself. He made everything. God Almighty. Because he God alone. Don't take salvation too lightly. He heaven best. I say he heaven best. What else than heaven better than Jesus? He done something for us that nobody else could ever do. Think about it. What God really need with you? Walker, what God really need with you? Nothing. That's what you got to get in your mind. We got to get in our mind. God need me for nothing. He can use me, but need me. He need me for nothing. And some of us let the devil mess us up. God Almighty. Always remember this. God got better for less. God ain't no hurt for nowhere. God ain't nowhere crying. Ain't nowhere worrying. God ain't nowhere got his hand on his head on his hand. Oh, wonder what's happening now and then. Lord have mercy. That's not the God we serve. If that's the kind of God we serve, I'm going to find me another God. God's wherever he is on his throne, things going just like he ordered it to go. Ain't nothing making no mistake. He said, move, move, jump, jump, whatever you got to do. God got everything under his control.
Yes, sir.
Well, Reverend, I broke my leg. Did God knew that? He knew it before you got here. God know his work. The Bible said from the beginning to the end.
Y'all get my point now?
I said he know his work from the beginning to the ending. I'm not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. I got tomorrow in my hand. God Almighty. But we take him too lightly. God gave all he had, and we take Jesus too lightly. Bless his holy name. We take salvation. And that's what folks need to know these last days. We take him too lightly. Jesus, again, is heaven's best. Amen. Nothing else in heaven better than what Jesus is. God Almighty, God gave his best. But how much we give him? God Almighty. He offers salvation, we're running from him. God offers up his son, we don't want him. In these last and evil days, the devil got the church of Jesus Christ playing the game of entertainment. Or contesting who are the best local church and the best pastor, the best preacher, the best deacon, the best choir, and so on and so on. Jesus just want us to be real. Well, what is the best? That's a good question now.
Yes, sir.
What is the best? Not your performance, but what the best is. I'm real what I'm doing.
Real. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Real. Yes, sir.
You make it out, jump me in your own strength.
All right.
But long as you do it in Jesus' strength, I may not jump high as you, but mine is stopped it by Jesus because I'm in his name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Go ahead,
man.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy. We don't know how important Jesus Christ is. So we just want to entertain. Y'all notice that now?
Yeah.
Entertain folk, contest folk, best this, who the best that. God ain't that junk to God. I said, ain't nothing but junk to God. Every man don't have the same gift. You use your gift, God give you. I use mine for God. And that's all God wants from us. God ain't looking at who did the best, who done the best. Now do your best. We try to outdo one another in church. I know this ain't the gospel y'all like to hear, but you got to hear it. Watch the church. Watch the church, y'all. Watch the church now. Watch how the devil got us. Contest who's singing the best. Who's going to be the judge? These are the judges over here. Y'all, we are just saying, yeah, just showing out, jumping, all that kind of stuff, you know. How are you going to judge them? And God frowning up on some of them.
All right.
That ain't nothing but mess and junk to God.
All right.
You got your gift, I got mine. I just be real with mine. You be real with yours. We got to contest nobody in here. Your best when you give it to Jesus.
Go ahead.
Everybody don't have the same talent. God give you your talent, he give me mine. I use mine to glorify him. Not to show out, not to kind of be big or little, whatever the case may be. God gave it to me, I use it to his glory. But the devil got us contesting in the church. We don't went far enough trying to outpray somebody. Because you can whom in your prayer. God said, I wish you shut your mouth. God looking for realness. He just wants realness. Whatever your gift is, if you can't talk plain, but God knows what you're saying. That's all what counts. Somebody may get an F and cause he can't talk well. Or cause you can talk well, you get an A from the folks. But God give you a D. But God give a man an A because he means what he says. This is the kind of time we're living in now, contesting one another. Oh, boy. And my brothers and sisters, the church of Christ,
I better read a scripture first. Paul, get your Bible. Yeah, I better look at Matthew 18 and 20.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Hold on, man. Matthew 18 and 20.
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
That's all he wants. Well, two what? Gathered in whose name? In my name. What else he said?
I'm in
the midst. All God said, we're two or three in my name. I'm giving him the glory and the praise.
Yes, sir.
I'm not recognized trying to be seen to show out.
Come on,
I'm doing my best.
Come on,
I'm in the midst. As long as he in the midst, you get your credit.
That's right.
You ain't got to show out no kind of way. When you show out, you're putting on an act for mankind. God didn't give everybody the same gift.
That's right.
You may have a boy's beautiful demise and fix it just right where man can receive it. But God know I'm doing my best.
Right.
You doing your best.
Right.
That's all God wants.
That's
what church now got to understand. Who of us to judge one another? Who the best when it comes down to doing things for God? That's this whole playing football is different.
Yeah.
Playing basketball is different.
Yes, sir.
Well, Lord, let me run and get two touchdowns. God, don't put me in that mess.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That jumped to me.
Go ahead.
Lord Almighty.
Amen.
That's what I said. I know y'all love it. I love it. I watch football too.
Go ahead.
That jumped to God. Oh, that jumped to God. God ain't in no game. What God gonna play that like game? Where you want a football? Where you going a football game for?
All right.
Where you going a basketball game for? I own everything.
Yes, sir.
Lord, we trust. Lord, let them be. Let them. God said, don't put me in this mess.
Right.
Let the dog beat the cats and let the cats beat the whatever. Yeah. Get me out of this mess. That's foolishness to God. That's foolishness to God.
Yes, sir.
You just don't do what you're going to do and just leave God out of it. That's all. Just don't do what you're going to do and just leave him out of it. That's foolishness to God.
Well,
I know it don't sound good, but you better listen at it. Now watch this. Now y'all just watch. Y'all see, you got to get the meaning of it. Now watch this. Here two teams. I watch the game. Watch it. I ain't down, but I'm trying to get you to see who God is. Here two games going on. Well, a game going on. Two computers. Over here, over there. Now here God ran the mirror. Watch this now. They over here praying, Lord, let us win. Lord, let us win. Putting God right in the middle of this mess.
That's right.
That's foolishness to God. Don't take God nothing to play with. Keep God out of this mess. If you got a personal relationship with God, that's you and God's business. But keep him out of this mess.
All right.
Both of them praying, let us win. Now, what God going to do?
Right.
Putting God in this mess. God ain't got to play no game. God real.
Right.
That's his holy name. And my brother, sister, church just becoming worldly now. If y'all watch yourself. Worldly. Just worldly. If you will notice in these last days, many local churches now is putting on worldly foolishness things trying to draw people to Jesus. Putting on worldly things and putting on foolish things trying to draw people to Jesus. I'm talking about church folks now. God Almighty. My brothers and sisters, listen at Jesus. Paul, look at John 12 and 32. God Almighty.
And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me.
We're trying to put on games and things and put on things to try to draw folks to Jesus. Crazy, stupid thing in the church. Trying to draw folks to Jesus. That's not drawing folks to Jesus. You ain't got to put on no game. You just tell folks about Jesus. You just be real when you talk about Jesus. God ain't in no game business around here. Just tell them about Jesus. If they're going to accept him, that's God's business. If they're going to turn it down, that's God's business. Let's put God out of this mess. Oh, boy. God is real. God ain't got to play no game. He ain't no game player. What God said, everybody got to do it. He can make them do it. God just want us to be real in these last and evil days. But be putting on gimmicks and things, trying to draw folk to the building, trying to draw folk to the local cinema, but ain't told them nothing about Jesus. I ain't told nothing. They're looking for a crowd. The more members and all that kind of tell them about Jesus. Don't need folk coming up building where they talking about Jesus and then folk go to hell. That means the preacher just got to tell the truth in the church. That's his holy name. So my brothers and sisters, drawing folks to Jesus is to lift up his name. Oh boy, watch this. Hold on, my son. Watch them. What really hurt in the church, Reverend Walker? What really hurt in the church? Somebody ask me. Somebody ask me. Thank you. Watch this. Watch this. See, what really going on? The church now is so worldly.
Amen.
Might well say amen. Say it if you want. Church tonight is so worldly. Until when we do some things, it ain't right. Just about not right. And then now we want to tell folks about Jesus. Want to bring them in. But when they see our bad work,
all right,
they know we don't represent no Jesus. We're trying to tell folks to come to a building, but we drinking with them.
All right.
We doing everything wrong with them.
Yes, sir.
And somebody said, well, you ain't got no better yourself.
Yes, sir.
You got to let folks see the light in you.
Yes.
Let your light shine before men. Don't try to draw folks in a church doing gimmicks and all that kind of mess. They sometimes never get saved.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
That's when the preacher got to tell the truth. When they come to a real church. I know I'm right.
Go ahead.
Trying to lead folks to Jesus, you doing everything they're doing.
Right.
Right there, you let them know, they ought to know right there, you ain't got no better yourself.
Yeah.
You doing what I'm doing. He said, let your light what? Shine before men. Let them see your what? Good work. And glorify the Father which is him. But we're trying to gain folk in gimmicks. I ain't showing no salvation. I ain't showing nothing about Jesus. Just go to church.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Y'all know what? Got too old to play preaching. Oh, Lord. I've been around a long time now, but I don't saw things now, buddy. I ain't so. This thing is real. You can play all you want, but Reverend Walker ain't going to play, buddy. I promise you. This thing is real. Ain't nobody going to hell because I'm singing there. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. And the Bible talks about these last days now. And you see the church acting just like Jesus said it in this world. Don't got worldly. And they ain't paying it no attention. Don't got used to it. Heart of mine. Don't know what Jesus went through with. Jesus died on that cross for your sin. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, what really going on now? We are teaching now that every man just do what he thinks is right for him and how he feel about it for himself and forget about the word of God. I don't find out something. Jesus is nothing to play with. I mean it now. He's nothing to play with. Salvation is nothing to play with. God Almighty. God have exalted one name, and that name is Jesus Christ. And my brother and sister, Jesus is so important. Everybody say important. Jesus is so important. I would tell everybody, please. Everybody say please.
Please.
Say it again.
Please.
Please don't die without Jesus. He just said important. I'm trying to look at the important part of Jesus. Just don't die without Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He's your best friend. God gave up heaven best yet for us. Gave up heaven best. Paul, read it. 3:16. Everybody know it, but read it. You got to read it. Read the Bible. Everybody don't know it.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Y'all see that? God's salvation cost God heaven best. Very, very, very expensive. Heaven best. He could have sent an angel down here. He could have sent a bullock, a cow. But he sent heaven best.
Right.
Jesus is heaven best. But my brother and sister, when it comes down to us giving him our best, notice many of us give him the leftovers. The leftover time. The leftover tithes and offering. And sometimes when you get about 99, I'm coming home, coming home. God gets you to live to get a long time.
Yes, sir.
And then now you want, I believe I'll go home now. I'm coming home. Don't gain the devil all your time. You can't hardly walk. I'm going to work for the Lord now. Work for the Lord. You can't hold them off. You don't give the devil all of your time. Now you've been to work for the Lord. God ain't crazy.
That's right.
When you can jump around, oh, you working for the devil. Oh, I'm here out there all the time. All night, night. Your time, your step don't got shorter.
Yeah.
I'm going to work.
Death don't got shorter.
Uh-huh.
Can't get up like it used to.
Yes,
can't move like it used to.
Yeah.
And then touch the chest about, well, when I go on to church and work for the Lord. Do what? Get in God's way, do what? Use all your time up now and work for the Lord.
Go ahead, brother.
God wants you when you can jump up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Give God the leftovers.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else to do.
I don't work.
Don't hit me. Don't you hit me. Don't you hit me.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else to do. Now I want to give God the leftovers.
All right.
Oh, boy. Boy, you got to love him.
That's right.
I said you got to love him.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge you right now. Listen, let me go. I'm going to challenge you. If you've been born again, I'm going to dare you. Some of you may be done. I'm going to dare you to get on your knees in your time. And every day say, Lord, let me love you more. Every day of my life. I dare you to do it. I find out you got to love Jesus. We don't love him. You got to fall in love with him. If you love me, you got to do what I tell you. If you love me, I challenge you to do it. Some of you scared to do it. Chicken.
He just may do it.
You ought to be glad to do it for the Lord. I said you ought to be glad to do it for the Lord. That, well, you know, it ought to be a honor that big God ain't got no side, but can take a little nobody like you and me and use them in his kingdom. Well, he doesn't need nobody. I mean, need nobody to do nothing for him. You get joy when you do it for the Lord. Not to show out, not to try and win nobody, because you love Jesus. God Almighty. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, heaven got the best thing that ever happened to this mankind. He got the best, and that's Jesus Christ. That's his holy name. And when it comes down to Jesus, most of us just want the leftovers. I mean, we won't give him the leftovers. Most of us, when it comes down to Jesus, we've been on doing everything we want to do. Now we got the leftover, handed over to God. Why is it when it comes down to Jesus, we just want to give him the leftovers, part of our life? And some of us such to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm giving my best. Now, you know God no better than that. I'm giving my best. Oh, my brother and sister. Boy, this is good stuff. I don't care what you say. Let me tell you, not watching now. When I say good, it's good for you to listen at it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It's good for you to take heed to it, because it's spent in your life, your spiritual life. And when you get that spiritual life strengthened, you'll have a joy unspeakable. You'll enjoy yourself in the Lord then. In other words, I'm giving it all to Jesus Christ. That's his holy name. Give it all to Jesus. Got 10 more minutes. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus comes to town in our life, we will have new benefits. I said new benefits. Paul, look at Romans 8, 14 through 18. Why are we going to have new benefits? Hallelujah. When he comes to town in your life. New benefits.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Sons of God.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Yeah.
But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yes, sir. Read on.
The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
We are what? We are the children of God. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Read on, Paul.
For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
This little suffering that we going through with can't be compared with what God got waiting on us. Cannot be compared. You can't put them aside. When you look at the Lord, forgive me for evil crying. Yeah. When he show you what he got for you and what you went through with for him, you say, Lord, forgive me. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, not been revealed to man what God got waiting on you. Can't be compared. Oh, Reverend Walker, what? They put me in the loud den and the loud ate me up. Well, you can't sit on it, they eat you up, go in there right there. But you died in the loud den. God Almighty. Boy, boy, when you see Jesus. Lord, you know what I believe you'll say? We'll say, Lord, forgive me for complaining. What I see, what you giving me, Lord, can't be compared. That little stuff I went through with down there. Can't be compared. And then one thing, that's death. Or what you're going through, you're suffering. God knows what he's doing. God got the best stuff waiting on us. Can't be compared. We don't want to go through with nothing but Jesus Christ. We don't want folks to talk about us. We hate for folks to lie on you. Just about, if you're doing something for Jesus, somebody's going to talk about you. If you're doing something for Jesus, somebody's going to talk about you. Stop crying so much. And go on and say, Lord, thank you. Just give me a strength to love them. Give me a strength to shake their hands. And that's what you do. Don't be crying and complaining so much. God knows what he's doing. He said, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. But only thing about the church, we don't want folks to even talk about us. Don't even want folks to talk about us. Go home and get to crying. You ain't going to make it much, sister. Talk about something bad about here. You go home. What's the matter? I'm downhearted. What you doing downhearted? You don't know what I'm going through with. What you going through with? I do the best I can. They're talking about me and talking about you. That's all they're doing, talking about you. He got the best waiting on us. If you stand up for Jesus, somebody gonna lie on you. They're gonna talk about you. They're gonna call you everything but a child of God. They'll love everybody on the job but you. I don't saw folks on jobs in my lifetime, and they talk about them and lied on them. And guess what? The one they lied on got to be their supervisor. All right. When you go through things for Jesus, you ain't going to lose nothing. Sometimes he's training us to toughen us up. Because we got another job for you. Be more tough than that. And still treat folks right. Because God on your side. God is the heart fixer. He's the mind regulator. In these last days, we try to win folks the wrong way to Jesus Christ. Trying to win them the wrong way to Jesus Christ. Love them. Treat them right. You do right. I do right. That's what lift up the name of Jesus. And they'll see you. And they'll say, God done changed that man. I want the same Jesus that he got. I want the same Jesus that she got. Because they've been changed. I need to run with that fella. I need to run with that sister. He been changed. I want to meet the one that changed her life. That's how you draw folks to Jesus. Not no contest and foolishness stuff. No, there'll be a lot of folks getting in church and never get converted.
That's right.
Right, they just be there. They got to know it's salvation there. You can feel good a lot of times. That's not salvation by feeling good. That's not salvation. Salvation is so simple. We miss it. Salvation is so simple. How can you miss it? If a man just confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth, believe it in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. But the devil come in your mind and say, you don't feel nothing. He ain't said nowhere in there where you got to feel. He said nowhere in it. If thou feel, thou shalt be saved. If thou see something, thou shalt be saved. If you get to acting different, thou shalt be saved. If you believe, that means have faith in what the Bible said and walk out on it. Trust it. That's salvation. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't be good enough to go to heaven. Just come to a local church is not heaven. Just being good. I never been. It's not that. It's just confessing his name. I ain't putting it lightly when I said just, but that's what it is. I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. And he told me if I believe that, I'm saved. Keep that in your heart. And that's all he said. Lord, just thank God for us. Say, Lord, thank you for saving me. It's just that simple. We want to make it complicated. The devil does that.
That's right.
I want you to act like it. Ain't no act like it in this. It's just simple. Finally, Jesus got me on. Folks take Jesus too lightly. They take salvation too lightly. They don't know they got heaven best. That's how it is to get saved. That's what it takes to get saved. The devil sleep in the local church. Y'all didn't know that? Local churches. I ain't down in church, but that's where the devil hang out at. Jesus walked in church one day, and guess what the devil? The devil sitting back there on his seat. Maybe in a deacon, maybe in a trustee, maybe in a pastor. I don't know what he was. But when Jesus come in, watch this now. I'm going to close. But when Jesus walked in, see, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what position he was holding. We don't know nothing. All we know, he was there.
That's right.
He must be hearing something. He must be hearing everything but about Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was a devil.
Yes,
and when Jesus come and started teaching him, he cried out.
Yes, sir.
He thought he was a devil. Now, see, he thought Jesus come at him. You come at us now?
Uh-huh.
Jesus told me, hush.
That's right.
Catch your mouth. He was a devil.
Yes.
They know where they're going. They're going to hell.
Yes.
That means the preacher got to preach the gospel.
Yes.
That means he got to preach Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When Jesus Christ hang out, the devil ain't going to hang out too much.
All right.
When you play preacher, the devil got to see that everywhere.
Yes,
but you disturb him when you talk about Jesus.
Yes.
If you don't ever say nothing about Jesus, he'll get a ring seat everywhere.
Yes,
devil ain't about to be crazy. That means your preacher got to tell you the truth.
All right.
And when he talk about Jesus,
yes, sir.
That's the name he can't take. He can take every name but Jesus.
Yes, sir.
One
name.
I say he can take every name but Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go. I ain't got no minutes this, but I have to tell you this. When you look a man in the eye, red as fire sometimes. I don't been around demons. And I meant that. I'm not boasting about it. I don't been around demons and folks possess. Eyes red as fire sometimes. Yeah, listen how they talk and what they saying sometimes. Look him dead in the eye. You can't be afraid of him. You've got to tell him, I rebuke you. Don't be saying, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. God didn't play with the devil. You've got to look him dead in the eye. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Don't be saying, come out of him in Jesus' name. You've got to holler at this guy.
Listen to him.
Got to holler.
Yes, sir.
With the authority of the Holy Ghost.
Well,
God don't want a chicken Christian. You got to look at that devil.
Yeah.
I know sometimes he come in here and mess around. I know when he in here sometime. And that mean I come. I ain't bragging. God knows I'm not bragging. That mean I come here early. Lee know it, bless his heart. Johnny know it. He'll come beat me here. I want you to be beating me here, but I get him first time. Every Sunday morning, I walk around this altar rebuking that devil, throwing that Bible at that stone. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name. You got to keep on saying it. I rebuke you in the name, not Walker's name, but Jesus' name.
Yes, that's the truth.
You got to tell that stone.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's the name he can't stand. I said, that's the name he cannot stand. We ain't got a nice sermon tonight, is we? You got him locked up? Yes, I got him. I got him. God Almighty. But early. Early Sunday morning. The Bible said what time it was, but early. The old preacher said early. They put no time in it, but early. Early Sunday morning. He got about the grave. With all power in his hand. On the right side. Side of the Father, still saying, I got all power in his hand. The devil had to move when Jesus come around. He had to go sideways when Jesus come around. That means the preacher got to talk about Jesus. You got to talk about it.
You're right.
That's right, Pastor.
Oh, you're right,
Pastor. You got to talk about him in your home.
Yeah,
Pastor.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean no harm now. We ain't going to have nice here, but I don't mean no harm. But now watch sometimes. You little hard-headed children you got sometimes. They take it over your house. You mess around, you but can't get them saved. They get possessed. They'll run you out your own house. You may take it lightly. They get in children too. And you can see the redness in their eyes and slobbering out their mouth. Just about possessed. They be possessed. Don't play with him. Look him dead in the eye.
Yes, sir.
And rebuke the devil.
Yes, sir.
You better not have the word of God, and he'll knock this out your head.
All right.
Test him out sometime.
Yes, sir.
Well,
he can't take the word of God.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Some of these children be possessed.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. You can't play with him. You got to look him dead in the eye and say, buddy, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Little sister, I rebuke you. I doubt you to keep on saying Jesus. Buddy, he or she got to move. And don't be afraid. Come here, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you, buddy, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You can't play with it. Can't play with the devil. He ain't nothing to play with. He real. He taking over your house. You can't do nothing with it. And get to school, you got to run down there. You know he bad.
Yeah.
You know you can't handle him yourself.
All right.
And hold up for him.
Yep.
Go ahead, Pastor.
My child, you can't do nothing with yourself.
Yeah.
You got to get him straight at home.
Yeah.
And if you straighten him out at home, when he go to school, he'll know how to act. Trust to get in the teacher faith, my child. You're your child.
All right.
You can't do nothing with him yourself, and you know it. And when you talk like that before that child, guess you're about never getting no better.
Right.
Devil ain't nothing to play with. He real. Yes. Just like Jesus real, the devil real.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But you, the name Jesus on him.
Amen.
Our daddy is looking dead in the eye. Don't you be batting your eye, turn your head, looking at dead in the eye.
Amen.
And say it loud.
Amen.
I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Try it out sometime.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
If you're scared, you might as well leave it alone.
That's right.
But Jesus got all power. And the devil gonna recognize that name, Jesus. Let us stand. Sometimes a little cute preaching you be hearing. Not buddy, this world getting a mess. I'm saying it one more time. Maybe another. Hey, let your church say amen. Yeah. Let the church say amen. Hey, my Lord. May God bless you. May God keep the reason, Secretary.
Now, Pastor, we have one candidate for baptism.
Hallelujah.
Garrett.
Look, Garrett, how you doing, baby?
Good.
You doing good?
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart. Have you heard about Jesus before?
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart. You want to give your life to him as your Savior?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want you to confess with your mouth that
I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
I believe he died for my sin. But he didn't stay dead.
He got up. With all power.
In his hand. Said, I'm giving my life.
To Jesus Christ.
To be my personal Savior.
Said,
thank you, Lord Jesus. For saving my life. Say, I'm saved. Don't you never forget that, yeah? You gave your life to Jesus on Sunday, yeah? I don't care what the devil come tell you, okay?
Yes,
I gave my life. You tell that devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I'm saved. Now tell that young lady over there you're saved. Tell her, go tell her. Shake her hand and say, I'm saved. Yeah. And tell your mama here, well, Well, she already knew. Tell somebody else when you get home. I mean it. See, the more you confess it, it gets rooted in your heart. That's right. I mean it. The devil wants you not to say nothing. Yeah. So tell everybody you see him. I gave my life. See, you'll be a witness, and then somebody else will get saved because you witnessed to him. Hallelujah. God going to bless you. He going to use you. Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. Follow that young lady, baby. Those of us desire prayer, come around here. Glory to his holy name. You can stand where you are and where you want to be. Hallelujah. Whoa.